there, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at all this. Just oh,
watch
yeah.
the paper stuff.
Let's all just put our feet up on the table.
Clang, clang, diddle, diddle.
Diddle, diddle.
Only one candy with a hole in my middle.
Lifesavers?
Doobity-wop-wop.
I've never heard that.
Twiddle, twiddle, lifesavers.
Don't diddle that hole.
No.
Diddle that hole. Tastes good. Fruity fresh.
I mean, honestly, I hope no one can.
Woo!
You know, I ain't seen a pack of lifesavers in a
hot minute.
In a dog's age.
Yeah.
Roof.
Remember Mark, those little Christmas Mark, house ones?
Roof, just, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Those
but were, I want a roll of them. Like a yeah. roll of quarters that you...
Yeah, well, yeah.
They had, you put in a sock and you beat inside.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a mm-hmm. good little stocking yep. stuffer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Celery D!
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero issues Comic Podcast. Zero issues.
Excelsior!
Hello, oh. Welcome to another, I don't know how many years we've done it now.
I think this is three.
It's either, yeah. I think last year we sort was of spoofed it was, that it was like yeah. the 17th and
yeah.
Yeah.
so on. But let's say it's the third one.
The 80th inaugural.
Yeah, it's
annual.
It's ultimate roll. Celery Day Stock Slam 3.
Yeah.
Celery Slam.
Scorpion's in this one. He might be. You don't know.
Mm.
So what we do on Celery Day...
Celery Slam,
which is, of course, a day between Christmas and Halloween.
Mm.
You know, Halloween's sort of going away, still a little bit spooky, but not as spooky. And Christmas is, of course, Christmas creeping up on yep. us.
The Christmas creep is approaching.
Precisely. Maybe the Christmas creep is going to be in this one.
He might be.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the Grinch a Christmas creep? I'd argue that he is.
I think so.
Anyway.
Christmas creep is wholly derivative.
I had a neighbor, his name was Todd. We called him the Christmas creep.
Aww.
Hmm.
Why?
I can't legally
he
discuss
kept
it.
Going down your chimney? And stealing all your coal.
Oh, no.
Ugh, get out of my chimney.
Anyway, we take four Halloween-themed characters, so like, you know, horror-esque characters, spooky guys, and we make them fight for Christmas-themed characters. So
we make them mm-hmm. fight for their lives.
Yeah, they fight, and we see which
and
holiday is better.
Slice of cake.
And which person is better.
Is a better person.
May the better person win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, of course, am Kyle.
I'm Merc.
I'm still Bri.
Mm-hmm. And
always.
This is your Celery Slam.
Celery Slam!
So get ready to crunch. Get your celery.
Yeah.
Get your basket.
I'm editing this. I'm gonna make go get some celery while mm-hmm. I'm editing and just
crunch
insert
away.
Inserting celery crunching noises. Yep. Like
slurp
right
some
here.
Warm celery soup.
Crunch away. You can crunch all day if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the jingle from like the Celery Council.
Crunch away. You didn't even pay the Pixies for that at
you
all.
You can crunch all day. All right.
Black Francis is going to kill somebody.
So, shall we begin?
Yes.
Okay, let's.
Celery Slam.
To begin, the first fight of the Celery Day Stock Slam.
Round one.
Representing Halloween, it's the Headless Horseman.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. And
representing Christmas is Headless Santa.
That's right. So, like, which Headless Horseman is this? Is this, like, the, you know, traditional?
I was thinking more traditional.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so
it's going to be like, what do you call it? Christopher Walken with weird mm-hmm. pointy teeth.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't
remember that movie.
Tim Burton was, he was just riding too high, one might say.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
So the Headless Horseman will be facing off against, representing Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
Ooh.
But specifically Mrs. Claus from, you know, the Marvel 616.
Yes. The mainstream Marvel Universe. Who,
what makes this one so special?
Well, okay, she has made literally three appearances. She first appeared in, I believe, Sensational She-Hulk number 8. Somebody check. Well, I mean, I read this recently, and also, like, we were kind of collecting some She-Hulk books, and we accidentally have two copies of that, so, so she made a brief appearance, I think, like,
So one of them you cut up to make a collage.
Yes, of course. Just and then I permanently glued it to my
chest. It's our bathroom She-Hulk collage.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's the story where, you know, She-Hulk kind of gets entangled in some misadventures with St. Christopher, but who, you know, was obviously Santa. Yeah. And then Mrs. Claus shows up at the end and is basically very protective of her husband and doesn't want that She-Hulk getting any ideas about...
And just slits her throat.
Yeah. And made a few other little appearances, but one of them was a more recent Deadpool issue where things have gone very downhill at the North Pole. And Mrs. Claus... Again,
things are going south at the north.
Sell herself on the street.
So things are going very badly for Santa Claus. And again, she's very protective of her husband, but this time she's packing heat. She's got like a machine gun and she's got like a strap gun like under. She's ready to shoot you to death.
Huh.
So that's kind of the one I'm thinking of, where she's a, you know, seems like a kindly old
down
lady.
And out. But Mrs. Claus.
When it comes down to it, she will shoot you with guns.
All right.
Well, you know where she can't shoot? The head.
Well, exactly. That's... I mean, that is, you know, right, you ain't getting right a off headshot the bat.
Here, Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And again, like, they're magical, obviously. Santa and Mrs. Claus, I feel like, are magical. Yep. And they're always old, but they never age, you know? I got to figure that they're
Or do they age more than extremely human. Slow?
Or is Maybe. It a Benjamin Button's kind of going backwards?
Oh, that's possible. They could be quite young, actually. We just don't know it. But either way, I assume that she would, you know, she wouldn't be like your typical... She's not going to be like Aunt May, where, like, she coughed too hard and she's in the hospital again.
Right.
She's going to be... I think she's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for an older lady. I think that she can
Living
hold
in
her
North
own.
Pole. Okay. Yeah, you got to be tough. Yeah.
And again, she's apparently very well armed. So I
like
mean,
us.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of all these arms.
See earlier joke that might have been cut.
That might have been cut, yeah.
Up to Merc.
Funny.
So, yeah.
So
You chose the Headless Horseman, Merc. When...
I didn't really have any specific thing in mind with... He was just...
He's got a horse.
He's on a horse.
He's got a horse. Does he have a sword? He's got something used for cutting Ichabod Crane's head off.
I don't know. I always picture, and I don't know what of this is lore or not. I have only a vague notion, to be completely honest, about the Headless Horseman. But is he throwing pumpkins, like flaming pumpkins?
I think he threw one pumpkin that was like his head.
Norman Osborn didn't have one original idea in his life, apparently.
No.
I'm just gonna
Look it
he's
up.
Got like a jack. Yeah, he does. He holds like a flaming jack o' lantern. Yeah, you're right. So he has a flaming jack o' lantern.
I think it depends on which incarnation.
But he's only got one of those. You throw it, and you gotta go to the store and get a whole new pumpkin.
You know,
carve it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
No, he
can't even say because
he doesn't say anything. He just gestures.
He knows sign language.
He does have a sword. Google image search is the research I'm doing right now. So he often has a sword, and he often has a jack-o'-lantern. It's often on fire. So
but not always.
Not always, but let's just assume...
Sometimes he throws it, and he has to go back to the store.
Yeah.
And get a whole new pumpkin.
We might be still okay in that season.
It also has,
he just goes to the dumpster where they're putting them all right now.
Well, it is November, true.
Yeah.
And I mean, if he tried to go in to buy one, they have that sign up that says no shoes, no shirt, no head, no service. Mm-hmm. So he can't go in and pay for it.
He can't read that. He doesn't have a head.
You know, you're right, actually.
And anybody stops him, he just stabs him.
Also, he's got a horse. He can get away pretty quick. What the hell are they going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
True. So he has unlimited rotten pumpkins that he can light
He's
on
been
fire
collecting his
you.
Pumpkins. He's
There's
got them.
Tons of them.
Yeah, he's got them in a bag.
Yeah. Not far, so if he throws his one flaming one, which he's got his little Bic lighter.
Yeah.
And he's like, hold on a second.
Oh, he doesn't say, hold on a second, again.
Well,
he has
no head. We're an auditory podcast,
he holds up his hand.
He's like, wait a minute.
He does a little timeout hand gesture.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this out of the few... Ugh, I have to go back to the store and buy another Bic? I don't know where he's talking from.
Luckily, he's buying them in November, and that's when Bics are on sale after Halloween.
Yeah, when everybody returns their Christmas Bics.
Yeah, he just goes to the dumpster and gets a handful of Bics. Yeah.
Can he talk? That's the question I have. And if he can talk, I propose he talks out of his butt like Ace Ventura.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
But it's muffled because he's on a horse.
Well, of course. Yeah. So a few things to consider. Okay. So he doesn't have a head. So you can't, she can't shoot him in the head, obviously, as we've
Could she shoot him in the chest?
Yeah, I mean, she could definitely shoot him in the chest.
Oh, okay, then she wins.
But I mean, is that going to kill him?
But is he mystical? I don't think he's lost his head and he's fine.
And he's still around. True. So I don't know if shooting him in the chest is going to kill him. I mean, I feel like he's got those flaming pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And he could throw those. But I feel like, one, those pumpkins are half rotten at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could shoot a pumpkin and it's going to explode. And then the fire's going to get all over him. So I don't know.
And her.
Well, yeah. It depends, though. If it's is it close range? How tight are they here? Are they in the wood? Like, where are they? I don't know.
Are they at the North Pole? The height of her powers.
Ooh, that's true.
So he's taking his horse all the way to the North Pole.
Yeah.
From wherever.
Yeah.
He's already tired, you know?
Or are they fighting on a covered bridge? Which I think is where the Headless Horseman hangs out? Or you like, he can't cross bridges?
Oh, maybe that's true. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
You're just making stuff up.
Well, okay, but like that's
you know,
when...
he can't cross bridges unless you have
Ichabod Crane had to like get to this bridge to...
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't. You picked him.
I don't know.
I think like his horse is already terrified because like this dude with no head, constantly with like a sword and fire, is on top of this horse.
The horse isn't in on it?
I mean, like, I feel like the horse is in on it, but at the same time, the horse is just like, listen, this is already dangerous enough. I'm not crossing that bridge. So many things could go wrong. Like that time in Zelda when I lost Epona off of a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You all remember that, right?
She was fine.
It was a classic episode in our lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at some point, we have to decide a winner, I think.
Yes.
Well, I think...
Headless
Horseman will attack.
Yeah.
There's obviously a gun involved. She's going to be shooting, but then she's like, is there any going to be any sort of compassion, any sort of back and forth between the two of them? Is he going to talk out of his butt to her? Is she going to listen? Is she going
to
maybe
gonna
have
talk
that?
Out of her butt to him?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Is she going to have some of the, she is kind of like the mother claws. She's going to have like a more of a motherly approach to her. Maybe she's like concerned. Maybe he's just got some issues he's got to work through.
Yeah.
Maybe he just never got,
we've seen her jealous and violent size, but you know, Mrs. Claus contains multitudes.
Mm.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
So who wins?
I think she'll just shoot him and he's dead.
Yeah, maybe. I think so too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Done.
You know,
I mean,
like
she's
she
got range.
She can sympathize with him later.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
That's too bad, that guy that I shot and killed.
Well, he'll be fine.
Don't come to the North Pole if you don't want to get shot by Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Simple rule.
Yeah. If you need to get a hold of Mrs. Claus, you send her a letter.
Yeah.
We all know the postal code.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, ho.
That's correct.
Next.
Celery Slam. Round 2.
Next up. Representing Halloween, a time when people dress up in costumes. So, the chameleon.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And the chameleon will be facing off.
Like from Marvel, the chameleon?
Yeah, like the chameleon.
Okay.
A chameleon.
Kid chameleon from Sega Genesis.
And they will be facing off against representing Christmas from The Tick. It's Multiple Santa.
I don't remember that.
This was a regular run-of-the-mill crook who was fleeing from the police, stole the costume off of like a bell ringer Santa guy, and then was electrocuted to the point where they can create unlimited duplicates of themselves when they are electrocuted.
Right.
And the duplicates just say, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Okay. Voiced by Jim Cummings. He's back.
Is that in season 1 or 2? Because I feel like watching that.
I think it's season 2.
Hell yeah.
It's like the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Okay. Cool.
I hope it's the Christmas
episode. It's a good one.
The tick
won't fight him because he thinks that he's actually Santa and he doesn't want to take the chance.
Yeah.
So everyone else is just getting pummeled. And
For starters, I don't think that Chameleon would have any qualms in fighting a Santa Claus.
No. None at all.
He's Russian. He's very...
That's true. He's Russian.
You know, he's not, you know.
No, he's taking his time.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
But then, like, the chameleon really, and maybe this is just my view on the chameleon, he's pretty specific character of like, I can look like other things.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's pretty much all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, he has been literally beaten, defeated, physically defeated by Mary Jane and Aunt May.
And I think
in different times.
I think Barack Obama also beat him up
once. Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, awesome. Mary Jane, both times he was pretending to be Peter to try to get at his loved one. Mary Jane just knocked him the fuck out with a baseball bat because she was just like, yeah, well, obviously you're not him because you're a weird Russian creep. And
what? No, the Peter. Baby, I love you. Let's go disco dance.
That's the one thing. He's great with masks, but bad with accents. Yeah, and I think Aunt May just like straight up like, gave him something to eat and it was poisoned.
He just suddenly sounds like Borat.
So, I mean, like, these Santas...
Like, he's just on the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, his wheat cake's not good.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a vampire also.
And lactose intolerance made with real milk.
Mm. Yeah.
And gluten intolerance, and these cakes, nothing but wheat.
So, you know, we're not making a good case for the chameleon being
We're not.
I think he's just going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What is he going to do? He could try to trick them, but he keeps trying to trick them. But then they all go, ho, 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 ho. And they're just like pointing, going, ho, ho,
He's dressed up, dressed up as one of the Santas.
But they know.
They know. They know.
Did these Santas, is any of these Santas, obviously they're more of like, they're like villains, they're attacking. Did any of them have gifts at all?
Gifts?
Yeah, like gifts, like a bag full of gifts.
I was thinking like mutant powers.
Well, either or, but I mean, like, what odds are that anyone would hand the chameleon a present?
Well, I would say this. Because the guy's dressed in a Santa costume, every time he makes a duplicate, that duplicate is also dressed in a Santa costume.
Yeah.
So I imagine anything he's holding or touching is also duplicated. So he could. But they would all be the same gift.
Including his teenage angst.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to imagine that...
Tell me about it.
That chameleon, old Dimitri, has probably received very few, if any, Christmas gifts in his entire life.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's possible that even when they're trying to kill him, these Santas give him a case of the old Christmas spirit, and he just doesn't want to fight anymore.
Or is he like, you cannot defeat me with your American capitalistic ways.
Oh, there's that too. That's possible.
But I think the present they're going to give him is a beating, which he probably received a number of those for his childhood Christmases.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sad character, the chameleon.
Yeah.
You know. So he's just being beaten brutally by a bunch of Santas. He's like, thank you, Merry Christmas. And then, but I mean, he's out. He's out. He's already out.
Okay. I'd rather go back to Aunt May and the wheat cakes.
Yeah. You know, you punch a little lighter than Sergey, my brother Sergey,
thank you for not wearing the Christmas rings.
Also, isn't it crazy that we're related? Small world, I know.
I feel like he's slowly turning German, but who knows?
Show me your papers! Anyway.
Okay, so multiple Santa?
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta go with multiple Santa.
Okay.
Oh my, the Claus family is cleaning up, I gotta say. Who knew?
All right.
The Claus are out.
Celery Slam! Round 3.
Representing Christmas, a character who has only appeared in a Hostess fruit pie ad.
Hell yeah.
It's the Ice Master, who is a Human Torch villain.
Right.
Not only does he have ice powers, but he can...
Ice beard?
He's got an ice beard. He looks like an ice green arrow.
Right.
Oh my god, I like that.
He also negates heat powers, which means the Human Torch couldn't possibly beat him unless he, you know, heated up his insides with some delicious Hostess fruit pies. When I was reading this, I wasn't sure, can you microwave a Hostess fruit pie? Or is it going to explode?
There might be like, you know, don't go over like a minute. You know what I mean? Like maybe that's...
Like everything, you can only microwave it so much.
I feel like Human Torch could just sort of use a finger and sort of heat it up, you know?
Yeah.
In a way that won't make it explode.
He's just going to stick one finger in it and heat it up.
This is Johnny Storm.
And then give it to Jason Biggs.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is Johnny Storm. You're lucky if it's a finger.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Written by Mark Miller this time.
Yeah. And they will be facing off against, representing Halloween, it's Hallows Eve.
Mm-hmm. Who's more recent.
Who's that? Explain that.
She's a character that's been around for decades, actually. Mm-hmm. But she's more recent in Spider-Man comics. It was during, like, the Dark Web event, which, you know. Anyway, but she is Ben Reilly's old flame from his riding a motorcycle around the country days. And, so she is, like, somebody who's kind of been running from the law. I think her father was abusing her, and she murdered her father, and she's running from the law. And she was kind of his... you know, they fell for each other and were ripped apart by circumstance and then came back together when, for like, Ben Reilly's evil again for some reason and has, like, spooky chasm powers.
Yeah, he's got evil brain damage.
Evil brain damage.
That's, I mean, basically, he lost a bunch of memories and he got mad about it and it made him evil.
Yeah, and his personality's all screwed up again. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, she came back into the picture around this time and Madeline Pryor, who is, like, ruling Limbo, gave her, like, a power, basically, where she has a bag full of Halloween masks. So there's, like, a, you know, she could be anything that's spooky-related, any kind of a mask. Okay. She puts it on, it kind of transforms her into, like, she has a vampire one, and then she could be, like, a vampire. She has, like, a werewolf one, she could turn into a werewolf, a witch.
That's kind of fun.
A ghost, and she, like, go through walls. It is actually
kind of cool. I kind of like that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's, it's, yeah, I like that as much as I hate Chasm.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a weird situation. But yeah, it is pretty cool. And she even had like a Captain America mask at one point, and she sort of like turned into a weird Halloween Captain America. So like,
she turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah. So it's kind of, she can like turn into something with those like just cheap plastic Halloween masks that are demonically powered or what have you.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
That's really cool.
Kind of a cool character. Yeah. I'll give them that.
But could she turn into the Human Torch? Of course she could.
I suppose, if she had a mask. And they kind of, they come out of her, she, you know, they all...
Could she turn into a fruit pie?
Does she have to, like, put a microwave. Hot fruit pie on her face? Because that is going to be
so
very painful.
I really do think it's more of a metaphorical heating up. I don't think you're actually heating up a fruit pie, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Johnny, you're in big trouble.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your everything.
Sicko. Sick bad. Oh, the flames. The flames kill all the bacteria. No, they don't.
Oh.
Not these ones.
That was literally, ugh, not good. So that's
so how's this fight going?
Yeah, so he has ice powers. He can do all sorts of icy things.
All sorts of icy things. He doesn't wear any clothes, or it's all ice. I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah.
Bit of a sicko.
So her, I mean, like, she's got a lot of masks. I've explained some of them. I mean, I'm just wondering, like, is there anything that she'd have in there that would make her immune to ice? I don't know. I mean, theoretically, she could pull a mask out of there that does. I mean, in theory, I don't know if there's any
limitation. If she were a ghost and could go through things, she can go through ice.
You got a point there. Yeah. That's true. Ice,
even, like, a vampire, is it really...
Yeah.
Like, you could freeze anything solid, but depending on the strength.
Right.
And, like, if vampires aren't like, oh, I'm so cold, you don't really get a lot of that.
I mean, they're walking corpses. They're probably pretty chilly already.
Yeah.
They normally have to lie in the sun.
Yeah.
Like a cold-blooded creature and heat themselves up.
Yeah, vampires love to lie in the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
And even, like, a werewolf, I mean, like, they got all that fur, you know, it's probably harder to... maybe cold is really not as good of an advantage as you would think against somebody with this ability. And again, like, an icy guy with his... Like, could a werewolf... A werewolf could probably mess up that dude, I would assume. I don't just know anything about the ice master.
Yeah, shipping him like an ice block.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tear him apart.
Yep. I think there'd just be ice cubes everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then he'd make a drink. And
I just don't feel like the Ice Master has enough of an advantage, and she, I feel like, could probably contend with the likes of him.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, he'll be eating a cold Hostess fruit pie in Limbo.
In hell.
Yeah.
No, all right, Limbo, okay.
All right. Well, I mean, there's a connection, but
yeah.
Celery Slam!
Round 4.
Representing Halloween, it's the Scarecrow, the Marvel one.
Yes, the Marvel Scarecrow.
Oh,
who I am not familiar with.
Yeah, it's not a very popular character.
Oh.
I think we talked about this not too long ago. I think I went into a bit of it. It was one of our early, like early October Halloween episodes or Halloween lead up episodes. Oh. And I found it was, I was reading a back issue. Plug for back issue. And there was a thing about that. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize this character existed.
Yeah. And I want us to point out his, funny enough, the Scarecrow's, Marvel Scarecrow's real name is Ebenezer Lawton. Ebenezer is a very Christmas name, frankly. Mm-hmm. So this is just an interesting tidbit.
Hmm.
But yeah, he's like an acrobat. He trains birds. He apparently he's got...
Well, he's got he's big personality.
The big personality. Apparently, yeah, I guess he's like stronger and faster and more agile than most people.
Than your average scarecrow.
Yeah. He's got a healing factor, apparently, and the ability to induce fear in his victims.
Really?
Which maybe they play that down a bit because otherwise they're getting sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, apparently, yeah, that's...
we don't call it fear toxin. It's fear moxin. Yeah, come back to me.
Fear suggestion.
Yes.
He's a contortionist. He can contort his body. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess if you're a scarecrow, that would be kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, so he's, like, kind of an escape artist, acrobat, has, like, 2 dozen pet crows, apparently, that he can command.
Big
He brings a murder of crows.
I had to make sure I had all my details right, he has a mutated pheromone.
I just picked my characters and looked nothing up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. His body has a mutated pheromone that affects the adrenal glands of people and animals within 20 feet of him, causing a sensory overload, which triggers a panic attack.
Oh.
I think this is not going to go well for my other character.
Well, yeah, because...
I didn't know. I didn't know all of this. I knew some of this. I knew about the crows. I knew about the acrobatics and stuff. But the pheromone...
Yeah.
That's actually... Damn.
Okay, yeah. I think you should introduce the Christmas character.
Fighting the Scarecrow is Buddy the Elf representing Christmas.
I think he just...
Yeah.
Makes him cry and
he freaks him out.
Buddy is not prepared for this at all.
No.
He's not prepared for any kind of
He
stress.
Couldn't even cross the street, really. No. In
I mean,
New York.
He's as a character, he's like all impulse, 90% fight or flight.
Yeah.
Really, when I thought of this, I was like, the only way this character could win is if he just won the heart. Of that other character, but I don't think that's going to happen.
If he fought a diabetic, maybe.
Or that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, that's pretty one-sided.
Yeah.
Way more one-sided than ever expected. Buddy's going to run back to the North Pole, and Mrs. Claus is going to, you know, pick up her Uzi and be like, I'm going to take care of this guy.
Yeah.
But Buddy himself, mm-mm.
Fatality. Flawless victory.
Celery Slam.
Next up in the quarterfinals, semifinals, the almost finals, but not quite finals, Mrs. Claus versus Multiple Santa.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
she just takes her 12 gaze. Don't you ever call me a hoe.
Ooh.
That's a trailer line right there.
And then just starts shooting all of them.
Yeah.
And also,
just demolishing them.
And she'll probably be really mad, especially considering that these Santas are giving her husband a bad name.
Yeah. Copyright infringement.
Very protective of her
husband. She does that thing that happens, I feel like, in any Shrek movie where, like, an old lady does, like, Matrix stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's in every Shrek movie, right?
Yeah. Just
suddenly.
Yeah.
Starts rapping.
Mrs. Claus Wick. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She's loading the guns quickly and stuff. Yeah. I haven't seen a John Wick movie. I don't know what he does. He loads guns quick, right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's his thing.
That's it. Yeah.
I think I saw the first one.
Yeah. I think I've that's literally seen, see. For some reason, I'm even ones only. I think I've only seen number 2 and number 4.
I've seen them all. Number 4 is horrible.
Really?
Horrible.
It's
just come up weirdly. It's a side note. This has just come up in conversation with several people who have brought it up to me, like without prompting. And suddenly, I just saw John Wick 4 and it was horrible. I'm like, yeah, it was.
I know, Mom.
Well, like, I enjoyed the first one, and even the other, like, two and three are not bad. Like, no. It's a one-note-y sort of thing.
It's just over the top.
But stylistically, it's done very well, actually.
And again, like, the fight choreography and all that stuff.
But then the fourth one,
fun.
He suddenly becomes, like, indestructible. He falls out of, like, a third, fourth-story window and bounces off, like, a dumpster or something. And so then he just like, gets up and brushes himself off.
So it becomes Crank at that point. Which, that's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That is indeed that an entire... I haven't... There's like a second one, which I haven't seen.
Yeah, where he needs to get electrocuted?
Yeah. Well, like, he like literally fell. Didn't he like fall from like very high in the sky and hit the ground at the end of the first one? And it's like, apparently not dead. Even more silly. But,
the second one starts like right after the first one,
yeah,
too.
And I mean, like, but a Crank is like, you know... They're just not even trying to take place.
Well, I know what I'm watching Christmas
Earth.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas Crank?
Christmas Crank.
Christmas with the Crank.
Crank it up for Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Mrs. Claus and Multiple Santa.
Like, Multiple Santa does have an advantage of just, like...
Sheer numbers.
Creating the numbers.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to electrocute himself every time to do that.
Yeah.
Bullets come out pretty fast.
Bullets come up pretty fast, and all she has to do is shoot the original.
That's true.
And
you got a point there.
I think we need to give that to...
Yeah.
I think Mrs. Claus.
At one point, she's literally going to... I mean, she's very protective of her husband. She's going to get him on the ropes. And instead of just finishing it, ties him to a chair, just tases him you know where, and just keeps killing the multiples. Just,
ooh,
to
wow.
just, just to rub it in.
He just keeps like duplicating his nuts and shooting his nuts.
Yep. Yeah. She don't mess with her husband.
Nope.
Wow.
Is what you got to know.
It's hardcore.
Just let me die.
This suddenly became a Quentin Tarantino.
But Mrs.
movie.
Claus, we'll say.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
She plays the song too, dances.
She plays like a Christmas song.
Though. Oh, yeah.
She plays that like Mariah Carey song.
The hateful multiple eight.
That's the other level of the torture.
It's that song, and it's like the spooky, slowed down horror movie version of it.
I like that.
It's played on 33 speed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive. Celery Slam.
So, next up is a couple of Marvel characters. Hallow's Eve. Versus the Scarecrow.
Ooh.
I like this. Because they're both interesting characters that I don't know much about.
Yeah.
Like, cool powers. The pheromone thing affect Hal's Eve and just kind of...
It would kind of make her, like, afraid and panic, right? I mean, I feel like that's something she's already... Like, she's kind of been on the run from the law most of her life at this point, or for at least a long time, and... I think that, I'm not saying that makes her immune or anything, I'm just saying
but she's mastered it to a certain extent.
Like, yeah. I think to a certain degree, she's probably had to deal with, like, panic attacks and
and that she just
kind
came from limbo, so.
That's true. Yeah. Like, really, like, she's been
like,
through.
No, I'm from the suburbs and I induce fear.
Oh no, crows, is what she'll say.
Yeah.
That said, I don't think it's necessarily.
She grabs a crow and just bites the head off.
Yeah. That's
and then
cool.
puts,
she had her
puts
Aussie
the,
mask on.
Puts it on her face.
Yeah.
And now she's a crow.
Now she's a crow.
Now she's the crow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's not like, I don't think it would be, like, a completely one-sided one. Of course, she would have some issues. But that's the thing, too, is, like, you know, if she's having a panic attack, if she puts on a mask...
Mm-hmm.
She like, becomes that other
character.
So it
can happen to animals. Like, if you put on a werewolf, would it be a werewolf having a panic attack? And if it's a werewolf having a panic
that
attack...
That would be amazing to watch.
I'm going to say a werewolf having a panic attack? Just, I don't think that's going to be any safer for you if you're the one fighting the werewolf having a panic attack.
Yeah, I don't think werewolves really run away.
No, I would say not.
That's not a typical werewolf, you know, tactic.
But then she... attacks him and tries to like break his arm, but he's a contortionist, so he just keeps bending them different ways. And he's like, "You're like rubber. What is going on here?" And he's like,
"Pretty scary, right?"
Murder of crows attack.
I can bend my body anyway. Get away from me.
Wink, wink,
wink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like but that? Yeah.
I don't know. I think. I just can't see the Scarecrow taking.
No, I think she's got it.
I think she turns into something that kills.
Makes him put straw in his pants, and he's done.
Yeah. Turns into a lion and kills the Scarecrow.
turns into a match.
Yeah. And then a tin man comes by and he gets real sick too.
It's just Doug Jones covered in silver paint. It's just Doug Jones,
silver paint. Silver paint. Silver paint.
Doug, no!
Finish him! Brutality.
Celery slam!
Okay, so in the final round, it's Mrs. Claus versus Hallows Eve.
Wow.
Hallows Eve, Hallows Eve. I feel like I've said both.
I've just been mumbling it every time, just to make sure.
Hallows Eve. Now, is her name Eve?
No.
Okay.
Well, she's got a few. She's Janine Godby, but her real name is
Janine Garofalo, Tyne,
I think. She's had aliases, so like her name is kind of multiple choice.
Okay. It's Hallows Eve, or is it Hallows Eve? You be the judge. Anyway, she's fighting Mrs. Claus.
Eve Hallow hyphen Hollow? Weird. Mm-hmm.
I think we got two very determined,
and
determined
both,
women here that are like just both pretty hard edged.
And I feel like they're both largely. I mean, like, I don't know if that's the best characterization for women characters necessarily, but I feel like they both have their partner who is often in a spot where they need to protect that person. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true.
So they might, I don't.
What if? Okay, so. When she puts on these masks, does she like she gets that personality too?
I think she still has like she's still
her.
I think there's like an influence maybe.
Okay.
And sorry if I have this wrong.
No,
but I
that's
think there's
fine.
Like a bit of an influence where she sort of becomes that a bit, but she still has like she's still consciously her.
Okay. So like if Mrs. Claus were to reach into that bag and pull out a Santa mask and put it on her face, would she think that she was Santa?
And then
I don't think that
love.
She would think that she was Santa, but she might be more...
Jolly?
Yeah, she might be more jolly. Holly? She might be more receptive to...
But then momentarily, she's
milk?
So confused by
milk
these happy...
cookies, yeah.
She's confused by these happy feelings, and that's when Mrs. Claus shoots her in the head. That's
I think Mrs. Sure. Claus would always have some milk and cookies ready, I think, just as a rule. So, I mean, like,
but it's the characters... Marvel characters, milk and cookies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They show up, and, she's got her lactic blast. Which that's what I look and you know what I re-listened to that episode last night like I said I didn't get why that was funny now I get it
so if she shoots she could just turn into a ghost. You can't shoot a ghost,
but you gotta then she's gonna stay in that ghost. She can't become another character.
But if she has a Santa mask on, I mean there's no way she can resist that milk and cookies. Who could So I didn't this is a debate. I don't know.
But she's got the ghost mask on, and as she gets near to Mrs. Claus, she takes out the Santa mask, puts it over top. Now it's a ghost of Santa.
Ghost Santa! Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't say it when you don't mean it.
I shouldn't.
Say it three times.
Ghost Santa, ghost Santa, ghost Santa. Ghost Santa.
You killed Santa!
The thing is, Ghost Santa also would try to eat the milk.
Exactly,
and right
it just
through.
Goes right through.
Oh, no.
It's like Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby.
In every way.
In every way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Zippity-boppity-boo. I'm totally a nice guy.
Zippity-boppity-boo.
Yeah.
It's also a fairy godmother.
Yep.
Bill Cosby shows up, and they both just beat him.
They both just kill him.
Maybe they decide that looking after men doesn't have to define who they are.
Well, of course.
No. And they,
but are they looking after men at this point?
Well, I mean,
not at this.
Not
point.
Really.
Throughout this tournament thing, they both sort of learned like, hey, I'm pretty good at my own stuff, and I don't need no man for nothing.
Yep. He said, "You know what? Truce." And then she eats one of the cookies and then collapses because those cookies were poisoned.
Oh,
got that trick from Aunt May. Just ask the chameleon.
She calls her on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
thanks, May.
Marvel, old Marvel ladies are all on like, they have a chat together.
Yeah, they were.
Chat.
Hey,
yeah,
Agatha Harkness.
They're getting
what's up?
They're getting a spinoff where they're all young. It's Trouble 2.
Mrs. Claus in Trouble 2. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Don't give them ideas.
Oh, no. Mrs. Claus is pregnant.
Oh, no.
Who's going to take the baby?
All right, does that solve that then?
Yeah, but what are we going to do with the baby? Yes, I think that's all.
I think Mrs. Claus, is Mrs. Claus a champion then?
Mrs. Claus is the champion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She wins. She wins the big old bucket of celery.
Celery slam. Well done.
Christmas celery.
Good for, yeah, I mean, you use that in stuffing. You can cut some stuffing.
It's like candy. I feel like that's it's like candy canes, but full of water.
Yeah.
It's. I feel like that's a safe reindeer snack, I would assume, right?
Absolutely. Left that out for reindeer in the past.
Yeah.
That's and how so they get their magical flying abilities.
It's a happy ending for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially Johnny Storm.
Because he gets all those fruit pies.
But which one's... Uh-oh.
Which one is like one of those Ninja Turtle...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Anyways. Who are we?
Gross. Well, my name is Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just, you know, thekylelees on Instagram.
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram.
And my name is Briah Kotick, and you can find me at welcometohereafter.com, which is my comic... comic. I don't know. I was going to call it a strip, but it's not really a strip. They're pages.
Yeah.
But they're on the internet. It's
full pages.
It's so weird. Yeah, and also on social media, BryKotyk at whatever ones I'm on. I could tell you which ones, but...
We'll find out.
All right. Yeah. And thank you, as always, to K. Preston Merkley, Ocean City Defender, the musician, not the game, for all his musical assistance since the dawn of this podcast. So any musical interstitials, the themes, everything, that was all from him.
Yeah, if you're working on something and you need music, get a hold of that guy. Yeah. He makes good music.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And we always recommend it.
Yeah. What is his new...
Leisure Class Audio?
We all can never remember.
I always think anything. Leisure Time, but it's not Leisure Time. It's Leisure Class.
Leisure Suit Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah. He's the creator of Leisure Suit Larry.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
See you next time.
Suck it.
We would have been moving a little bit during that talk.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know if it'd be like... Probably
it sounds like we're just setting up.
Yeah.
Great, I gotta edit this.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Sure.
Take that.
Put that at the end.
Stick there that in your lifesaver hole.
Yeah.
Well done.